There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get then, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. I don't know exactly what to tell you about these. These things just work. They just work. Right here is the Scorpion AR-15 pouch. I'm holding it up for the people watching on the video. This thing is designed to open however you need it to open to get the magazine out of it. It's got a nice, soft, fuzzy interior to where it doesn't make any noise. And it's a paddle. This is very small. This is very small. And if you're out and you've got a little kit together and you've got your favorite personal defense weapon in the back and you need some spare ammo, a couple of these, and then if you got your personal firearm that you carry on you, your favorite handgun that matches everything you wear, a couple of these filled with your spare magazines, and you're set. And this takes up very little space, and this is very good, and it doesn't break, and it's in Kydex and paracord, sort of a new take on things. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I was listening to the news, and this has nothing to do with what I want to talk about, but I was listening to them talking about the budget, and I think the budget may be what would send me over the when I hear the Democrats talking about the budget, about how if we don't print more money, it's going to decimate this and it's going to decimate that. And at the same time, I just realize, you know, the states have to balance their budget. You and I have to balance our budget. The only one that doesn't have to balance our budget and can have trillions of dollars in debt is the United States government, as far as I know. Even, I think our debt is more than all of Europe's debt, as far as I can tell. I just was listening to that. The TSA. TSA gets targeted from time to time. They've been targeted twice recently, and, you know, I'm not going to justify them being targeted. At the same time, I don't know quite exactly what they expect. They make themselves such easy targets. But now the TSA, the Transportation Security Agency Union, they want to arm agents working at airports to respond to violent situations. That's an awfully bad kettle of fish to open up. This recently after a machete-wielding man chased a transportation safety officer through the Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. Now, in both of these incidents, their body count has been remarkably low. I think a grand total of one of them have been killed. The man, Richard White, he also brought Molotov cocktails but did not use them, and he was killed by a sheriff's deputy. Mr. White, 63, reportedly suffered mental health issues. Investigators also found smoke bombs and tanks of oxygen and acetylene in the trunk of his car. The TSA union thinks the best way to protect their staff is by adding armed security to their ranks. They're calling for specially trained response units to tackle violence targeted at TSOs. You make your areas of work one big gun-free zone, though, TSA. You know, technically speaking, it is not illegal for you to carry a gun in an airport until you get to the secured area, technically speaking, in most jurisdictions. So, there's a whole lot of things that go along with arming TSA people. J. David Cox, who's the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, is having none of that, though. He defended the position at a press conference. He said, this man was swinging very hard, very, very hard with the machete, and if he would have made contact with anybody, it would have been terrible. See, he didn't hurt anybody. Nobody got hurt. No TSA people were hurt in New Orleans. He continues, the employees that do the screening at all the airports now twice have become the victims and become the targets of people who want to do harm. We've had one of our employees murdered in L.A. We've had an attempted murder this Friday in New Orleans. We need law enforcement there that is ready to respond. Sure, in New Orleans, the local law enforcement responded to the incident, but we're talking about 480 airports across the country. Okay. Here's the thing. Even if every one of your people in the TSA is armed and one of these machete-wielding madmen come in there and actually are close enough to swing it and hit somebody, probably going to be somebody die. There is no guarantee. The gun is not going to make that much of a difference in the beginning. It will bring up some decent self-defense as it's transpiring, but in the beginning it's not going to make that much difference. They seem to make out like if we can only arm us, we can keep this from happening. Isn't that what they isn't it the exact opposite the way they argue against me and you carrying a gun though? In New Orleans, nobody besides Mr. White was killed during that attack. The sheriff there said things could have been worse. Sheriff Newell Normand at an earlier news conference said fortunately he didn't seriously injure anybody. You know, sometimes the saying, you'd rather be lucky than good. I think we were both last night to the nth degree. I agree with him. In any event like that, okay, now, in the past, not recently, but in the past, I have trained rather exhaustively on self-defense with a gun, in self-defense with a gun. Does that mean that I've grown eyes in the back of my head that somebody, you know, wielding, as they say, a machete that's coming up behind me and wants to lop my head off? Does that mean I'm somehow magically going to keep that from happening because I've trained to do it? No. There's a great degree of luck involved in these things. Sheriff Norman said, I think we did a lot of things right and positive, caused certain things to happen, but by the same token, 1 second here, 1 second there, could have had a very different outcome. Critics opposed to arming TSOs point out that the proposition has several major flaws. In addition to increasing the budgetary needs of the TSA, the plan has legal and jurisdictional implications as well as certification. TSA's officers that are going to have powers of arrest and carry weapons have to be certified somehow. Former TSA Assistant Administrator Chad Wolf said tacking that responsibility onto a TSA officer, in addition to all the screening duties, all the duties they have to do at the checkpoint beyond that, I think is a recipe for disaster. Are they only going to protect the secure area? That's a question for you. But there's going to be a major outlay. There will be a major outlay in training. There will be a major outlay in equipment. You're going to have to... A lot of these TSA employees are very sketchy individuals, even the higher-ranking ones. I mean, I've seen one that's some sort of commander who stole an iPad, and somebody had the tracking software on it, and they told him, they went to his house and said, we're here for our iPad, and he said, iPad? And he said, we tracked it here to your house, and he knew the jig was up, and he went and got it and slammed the door. Some of these TSA people are quite sketchy, and they want to give them guns. So... they just kill me, some of these people. What's good enough for them is not good enough for me and you. That's cool. That's one of their positions they want to take. And we're always going to have to fight one of these. That's why I laugh about it. One of the reasons I laugh, and I've been criticized for this a lot, but one of the reasons I laugh is I keep hearing the same thing over and over again. They keep thinking it's going to work. And I find that funny. I'm sorry. And if I find it funny, I'm going to giggle. I don't mean to... don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm going to laugh if I want to. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I've got to try the DC-3. I'm going to be calling Robin and trying to get some DC-3 because I've never tried that stuff. That's the second generation of stuff that they came out with, and I've never tried that. I carry a lot of the first generation. I've started carrying the third. I skipped the second for some reason. That's because the first is just so good. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. coming out of Iowa. March the 19th, the moms demand attention for whatever reason they need it for. They held a rally at the Iowa State House to oppose GOP efforts to repeal the current requirement that Iowans obtain a permit before purchasing a handgun. So, in other words, the Republicans have decided to repeal sort of a Jim Crow-heavy provision. In Iowa, you have to go get a permit, qualify for a permit, before you can buy a handgun. And then you don't, once you've got that permit to buy a handgun, you don't have to go through a background check, no mo for that year in Iowa. Republican House members in Iowa correctly view this permit to purchase requirement as an infringement. Now, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard this week. Instead of offering a counterpoint, the Moms Demand Attention's Ellen Grimm said people need to understand that gun control and the Second Amendment are not mutually exclusive. She's saying there's no difference between the two. The Des Moines Register reports Grimm's exact words. We can protect the Second Amendment and have common sense solutions to reduce gun violence. Those are not mutually exclusive ideas, and I'm tired of our legislature and society treating it like it is. Well, there's a very big difference between gun rights and gun control. Very big difference. There should be no gun control. None. Bill, that's so extreme. Well, that's because you can't legislate morality, y'all. The repeal of the permit to purchase requirement, as well as other pro-gun measures, passed the Iowa House by a vote of 75 to 24 2 weeks ago. The Moms Demand Attention are complaining that the repeal of a permit to purchase means Iowans could begin buying guns without a background check. That's exactly the same. It is 180 degrees away from being correct. In Iowa, that means they will go through more background checks because they will, with the Iowan permit to purchase, that was one and done for a year. Now, over the course of the year, if they buy three guns, they're going to go through three background checks. If it's five or ten background checks, whatever it is. And, until the 1990s, there were no background checks. This is not a long-standing thing. This is, until the 1990s, it was exactly the same way as it had been since 1791. The repeal of the permit to purchase will actually force Iowans to go through more background checks, you idiots. That's not exclusive either, Moms Demand Attention. You guys are idiots. And what makes it so idiotic is you keep saying stupid stuff and you don't think you're going to get fact-checked on it. State Representative Matt Winchell. His first name is Matt. He's from a Republican from Missouri Valley. I'm not even going to try his last name because I may say something that's off the pale for the FCC. He explained, Iowans with a permit to purchase have to go through a background check annually to keep the permit up to date. But once the cards are repealed, Iowans will have to go through a background check every time they purchase a gun from a gun store. And that can be a whole bunch of times. So the Moms Demand Attention are attempting to shame the Senate into opposing the repeal by lying about it. Iowa. How can you even have females that stupid in your state? How? How can you take the Moms Demand Attention seriously when they're lying to you? Look at them when they're saying, with a straight face, there's no difference between having gun control and having gun rights unfettered. How can you look at them and say, and take that seriously. There's a lot of people going, Bill, how many people did you have listening to you in Iowa? I don't know. Certainly, I hope nobody in Iowa that listens to me takes the Moms Demand Attention seriously and looks at them and says, well, you know, they got a point. No, they don't. They don't have any point. They're going to attempt to shame your Senate that you duly elected to represent you, and they're going to lie to them to try to shame them with a lie. And when I start doing that kind of math, I mean, I've already got a big head. When I go get headphones for this head, I have to get a welding rig to weld a piece of metal in between them just to make it fit my big head. And when my big head regards some of the stuff the Moms Demand Attention do, it makes it hurt. It's like big pain. Big pain. So that's why, you know, that's why. That's why I'm concerned with certain things. The Moms Demand Attention. Whew. They're saying maybe some of the moms moved from Maryland to Iowa. I guess that's possible. I guess that's possible. In the remaining time we've got, okay, I don't know exactly what I'm going to have to do to get this going. I guess there's no interest in it. To be quite honest with you, although I do like bringing you all of these anti-gunners that are out there all over the place saying some of the craziest stuff, sometimes just talking about anti-gunners ruins my palate. So, you know, I've been talking about doing this Make a Better John Wick thing. No interest. If you have, you know, I'm going to give this the rest of this week. If anybody wants to see me actually put this together, and it wouldn't take very many of you, Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I'll put it together. I'll get some prizes to give out to the people that come in close. It's just something to have a little fun. We don't need to be so serious all the time. We can have a little fun with our lives and everything, and still be vigilant. I don't like not having fun. One thing I learned, though, stay active. Stay active. And that includes having fun. Can't be active 100% of the time being an activist. Need to have a little fun in there somewhere. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run, the only kind of ammunition carry I run. I'm even going to extend that to the next vest I build. The next plate carrier I build is going to have G-Code Scorpion pouches on it because they are MOLLE compatible with the right attachments. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Looking at trends and looking at history, we've never really done this before. The U.S. has four classifications for concealed carry laws. There are the shall issue states. There are 36 of these, up from 8 in 1986. There are the may issue states. These are the ones that grant a permit at the discretion of local authorities such as sheriffs. There are 9 states that have may issue policies, down from 25 in 1986. California, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Rhode Island. Some may issue policies apply to local jurisdictions only, for example, in New York City. No issue means no carry permits are permitted. In 1986, 16 states were no issue. Today, none. Last holdover, Illinois is a shall issue state. There are unrestricted states that do not require a permit for carrying a concealed weapon, although you can obtain one for purposes of reciprocity with other states. 5 states currently are unrestricted in entirety, although there's a few that are about to join them. West Virginia just got shot down on that one by their governor. Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Vermont, and Wyoming. Arkansas in 2013 is the most recent. Vermont has never had a permit. Vermont has been unrestricted since 1791. When they became the 14th state to join the Union, they were unrestricted then, and they have been unrestricted since then. And this is why they tell people like Bloomberg to get out of town. In 1813, this was the first ban for carrying concealed weapons. This was by Kentucky and Louisiana. Soon after that, 5 more states followed suit before the Civil War, and full or partial bans are enacted throughout the 1800s. In 1961... I've often said that Florida led the way. I've been wrong the whole time. 1961, the year I was born, Washington is the first state to enact shall-issue concealed carry permitting. 1980, 19 years later, Indiana enacts shall-issue. 1985 to 86, Maine, North Dakota, South Dakota. 1987, here comes Florida. This is the enactment of the shall issue, and this is what triggers rapid expansion in other states. I don't know why it was that one. Seven states, including Idaho, Oregon, and Montana, switched from may issue to shall issue. A change the Idaho sheriffs unanimously opposed because it took away their discretion. 94 to 96, 14 more states enact shall issue. 2001 to 2011, 10 more states enact shall issue. 2003, Alaska becomes the second state to allow permitless concealed carry after Vermont, some nearly, 200-plus years later, the second state comes on board. 2010 to 11, Arizona and Wyoming enact permitless carry. 2013, Arkansas goes permitless. 2015, 17 states, including Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Nevada, consider legislation to allow statewide permitless concealed carry. States with the highest per capita concealed carry permit percentage, South Dakota at 12%, Indiana, Alabama, Utah, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Washington, Florida, Georgia, and Idaho. That's the top 14. In Idaho especially, you can look at Idaho and you can get a pretty good template for what's happening in the United States right now. The one of the things to really look at are these 17 states that are looking at permitless carry statewide. They're going to be resisted. That's going to be resisted. And the Andy Gunners will trot out the same tired argument. It will be like the Old West. There will be blood in the streets. Oh, the humanity. Not happening in the five states where it occurs currently, but, you know. Numbers for concealed carry permits in the five states where they don't require permits are very much lower. You're looking at the people that intend to travel. For the people that are content to stay within their own state, they don't need a permit. So they don't get a permit. You can look at states that offer permits to non-residents, and their numbers are going to be slightly higher. So, you know. In Idaho, a bill to allow carrying a concealed weapon anywhere in Idaho without a permit was introduced in the legislature last month. That was deemed unworkable and poorly worded by lawmakers, and that was scrapped in favor of a rewrite of existing laws. Latest version of the rewrite went before the House State of Affairs Committee this past Friday. The revised bill, endorsed in principle by legislative leaders, passed the full House on a party-line vote. It is expected to win approval in both houses. Idaho has had shall issue since 1990, 25 years. And it is one of 36 shall-issue states. Nine states follow a more restrictive nine-may-issue policy. Idaho allows all people to carry a weapon as long as it's not concealed. You do not have to have a permit to carry a openly carried weapon. The rewrite of their law specifies that concealed weapons permits are never required outside a city. That's being addressed because current law requires only lawful outdoor activity uses such as hunting, leaving open questions. Rewrite also allows concealed weapons in a vehicle without a permit, provided the weapon is unloaded, disassembled, or in a zip case. That's pretty stupid. The Idaho Association of Sheriffs gave its input on technical and legal aspects, but took no position on the revised law. Gun freedom is spreading. Despite what you may read, despite what you may see, yes, there's going to be attempts. There's always going to be attempts, folks. Don't expect there to ever not be attempts. If something happens and there's no more attempts, I'm going to be very worried. I'm going to think I'm in the Matrix. Yeah. Since the 1800s, states went, you know, they went unconstitutional on us. They didn't allow us to carry guns. That trend peaked around the Civil War. This is raising the eyebrows of a lot of gun anti-gun organizations out there, because what they see is a bunch of small skirmishes that have turned into major trends. And this is worrying to them, like Lad Everett of the National Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, which is not actually national. It's probably like five people. But he says discretion is important because very often the screening systems in these programs do not permit everyone with a criminal or mental health background from getting a permit. See, that's their thing. They're always concerned about somebody who might have some hidden trigger. But this is the trend. And if we do away, if we keep amnesty from happening, this will continue to be the trend. Think of those 17 states of proposing permitless carry. That takes the total to 22 states that don't require a permit to carry. Now, if you had the same qualifications or the same criteria in every state to carry a gun, that would mean nationwide reciprocity, wouldn't it? Yeah. As time goes on, those of us that have permits that are carrying guns on a regular basis, we're the ones that paved the way for this. We're the ones that made the trends. Remember that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of this show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Go try that stuff. Trust me. Go try that stuff. You will like it. Whether it's for concealed carry with one of the Incog holsters, which they just redesigned, or tactical carry, or out in the open carry, or concealed carry, they can handle whatever you got. Go check them out. I was smiling to myself on Fox News. The headline, there's apparently a scandal because the White House florist may have been involved in a rapid firing by Michelle Obama. What some people count as news amazes me. One of the other things that makes me giggle, gun control advocates are now beginning to flail. They're beginning to flail. One of the things they wanted to try to do was to emulate on the state at the state level the success of the gay marriage movement. Like they tried to do in Vermont, where they got kicked out of Vermont. Like they think they may have succeeded because they got something on the ballot in Nevada. But they think they succeeded with Washington State. Washington State, I-594 is a very, very big, ponderous set of regulations, and nobody knows how to make that work. They got it passed, but how are you going to keep track on it? How are they going to know if I go to Washington State? I got a friend living in Washington State right now. I could go visit him. How are they going to know if me and him go to the gun show, go to a gun range in two different cars, and I let him carry one of my guns and commit, in their words, a illegal transfer? How are they going to know that? It is one of those things they can't, it's too ponderous, it's too big. Now, right now, Republicans that I told you are not, on the state level, Republicans may try to do what's right. And on the state level, Republicans represent the most state legislatures since 1920. They hold two-thirds of the governorships. So the gun control shift to try to go state to state will probably not be successful at all. In essence, right now, at this particular moment, and it's temporary, gun control is dead. The movement may make some inroads in states that are already notoriously anti-gun, which will make them less free when they're already tyrannical, in my viewpoint. But, it's not going to expand, and that's a good thing. So now, with nowhere to go, they're resorting to insanity. We talked about the States United to Prevent Gun Violence fake gun store. Okay, this is a great, it's very imaginative what they came out with. And this only works in New York, understand, okay? And they filmed it. And the guy that they filmed is actually the body of one of the Grand Theft Auto characters. This is an actor. He's not even an activist. They wanted an actor. You see, there's been a survey that came out that said that 6 out of 10 Americans believe it it makes a home safer to have a gun in the house. And according to the gun grabbers, having a gun in the home makes it more likely that you're going to hurt yourself with a gun. When you watch, they made a little public service announcement video out of this. And you get the sense that they're sort of, when the Grand Theft Auto guy is telling them, well, this gun is great because this is the gun Adam Lanza used to mow down all those kids. That's what makes it so good. When everybody starts backtracking on them, nobody challenges this guy. Now, if somebody comes to me and says, you know, this gun was used by Adam Lanza to mow down a bunch of kids, I'm going to point out, yeah, and it was used by a 15-year-old. To stop two home invaders coming literally through the door while he's protecting his two younger sisters. And yeah, it was used by the South Korean shop owners during the riots of L.A., where theirs was the only block that survived all the burning. And yeah, it was carried by some of those guys recently in Ferguson, Missouri, those black Americans that decided to protect a white American's gas station. They carried it as well. So yes, it has been used. It has been used in aberrations, and it is used for good stuff all the time. You're absolutely correct. It's so, so versatile. How much? And then try to buy the thing from him. But it does. You know, this was in New York. If this happens anywhere else but New York, if it happens in Virginia, if they set up a fake gun shop in Virginia, that's not going to play the same way. Julia Wyman, the executive director of States United to Prevent Gun Violence, said, "Our goal is to educate those looking to purchase a firearm and ensure they are aware of the potential risks and to promote responsible gun ownership." That's, you know, the video is drivel. It's nonsensical. There are many more instances where guns are used lawfully, artfully in self-defense. The soundtrack to that particular video is the same music from Moneyball, obviously. You know, and they get heavily guilt-tripped and they back away. There are no gun accidents. You know, this is what they're saying. A gun is going to accidentally shoot you. It will shoot you if you point it at yourself and pull the trigger. It will do that. However, if you use this, you know, if you would use the four rules, you know, and treat that gun as if it is loaded and not pointed at anything you're not willing to destroy, like, say, your head, you probably are not going to have those kinds of accidents. Now, if you want to point out what a gun is good, what a gun is about, really about, it would go something like this. The Glock 19, 9mm pistol, 15-round standard capacity magazine. In New York, they limited the lawyer mags because they fear tools. Used by numerous law enforcement agencies and some U.S. military units and owned by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of law-abiding American citizens. Big enough to hide, big enough to fight with. Used in self-defense thousands of times to stop rapes and robberies and domestic violence and attempted murder. And popular firearm for both informal recreational target shooting and several kinds of organized shooting sports. Or you could say this is the gun Jared Lee Loeffner used. The Uzi submachine gun. 9mm, 32-round standard capacity. Heavily regulated under the National Firearms Act of 1934. None have been manufactured or imported for the public since 1986, 29 years ago. Thanks to the Hughes Amendment of the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986, never used in a violent crime in the history of the United States. Although we did see a few of them when Hinckley shot Reagan. We saw a bunch of those getting flashed by the Secret Service as they were trying to find the next gunman. At times there's people saying that they shouldn't allow ceremonial rifles in parades anymore. People, What's interesting now is that we see people saying, well, I believe we should be able to carry whatever we want out in the open no matter where we're going, which is a tad unnecessary, in my opinion. And then we've got people saying, I don't even want to see a picture of a gun. I don't want you to spell it. So we've got both ends. We've got both ends of the spectrum. But remember this, the Second Amendment is not going anywhere, because the Second Amendment is simply an affirmation of something you were born with. If the Supreme Court turns around tomorrow and says it's unconstitutional, we'll fix that. We'll fix that in the resulting unpleasant moments that will be coming up. If they try to ban ammo, we'll fix that. At the end of the day, here's the thing. Those of us that are gun owners, some of us are gun owners just because we think having a gun is cool. Some of us are gun owners and we have one gun that we've owned for years and years and years in a sock, in the sock drawer, and the barrel is filled with lint from the sock. Some of us have guns and we look at these and we say, these are tools for me to use in the event that this nation goes rogue. They're tools for me to use in the event I need one for self-defense. And there's a lot of us. And all of us would rise up, as we often do, whenever they're trying something legislatively. And one thing to remember about sheep and sheepdogs is that the sheep don't get to tell the sheepdogs what to do. They most certainly can try. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.